Well, good evening, listeners. Welcome to The Grapple this Thursday, the 3rd of September, first week of spring. And it's a warm welcome to our resident NRL expert and pundit, Greg Macca-McCallum. Hi, Macca.
Hey, Gordon. Good evening, everyone. And yes, certainly spring has sprung, particularly down in Sydney. It's about 28 degrees today and very windy.
Well, there's no doubt you're hanging onto that antenna on the roof to get that reception working. So good luck with that. Well, Macca, let's start with the latest rugby league news. And I suppose not the rugby league news, but the AFL first ever night grand final going to be played in Brisbane. The chairman has indicated that there's a lot of huffing and puffing and there's carnivores, omnivores and vegetarians in his responses or comments.
He did. He said the famous line, "They can huff and puff, but they won't play rugby league's house down in Queensland." So it's interesting that they've chosen Queensland. I suppose it was either between Queensland or WA, given the status of the pandemic. And, you know, I think it's just one of those things that had to be done. And I think they can get 30,000 people into the grand final up there, and good luck to them. But certainly won't impact on rugby league.
Have no doubt about that, Macca. Well, talking about the impact on rugby league, the rumour mill is in overdrive at the moment. Players, club clean-outs. Will master coach Wayne Bennett come back to the Broncos? Will it be Kevy or Paul Green? What's happening with Cameron Smith, Ben Hunt, Joe Offengowie, Kieran Foran, James Tamu? Seabowl possibly off to the Newcastle Knights in an assistant role. And Anthony Griffin supposedly the favourite for the Dragons job. Good heavens, Macca, how do we keep up with all that?
Well, I'm going to take a good lie down after hearing all of that, Gordon. It's certainly plenty going on. But look, I think the main issue in all of this is who's going to look after the Broncos. Kevy Walters and Paul Green have pulled away from the field, and information I'm receiving is that Kevy Walters will be offered the job and that Paul Green may get the Queensland State of Origin job. Although there is a push, Gordon, as you mentioned there, or indicated there, that for Wayne Bennett to return back up there. And if he was to take on the Origin job, he's got a ready-made replacement, of course, at South Sydney. So I don't think South would stand in his way if he was desirous of taking on that role.
Well, as we said, Macca, that's all happening this week. Can't wait to see what might happen next week, and I suppose this week as well, and I use this term debacle, that is the West Tigers, continue this week, but on field, and I think the total disrespect that has been shown to one of the legends of the game, Benji Marshall, the club should hold its head in shame.
Yes, the Knickerbockers, as we called them last week, the number nines. Yeah, finishing ninth again, but, you know, look, I think it is poor. Benji Marshall has done more, I think, for rugby league than anyone knows. He was an absolute legend in his early days, and that legend, look, took a knock when he went to rugby union, but he came back to the club and has given great service on a reduced income. And I think in his mind, he's very disappointed because he's not going to cost them a mozza to play next year. But obviously, the politics that are going on at the Tigers have made that decision. What's of more concern, Gordon, is the meeting that the players have had and have gone whinging about how hard the coach is on them. Win some games and you mightn't find the coaches hard.
Exactly right. Proof is in the pudding there. And Macca, still waiting to see if the Warriors interim coach Todd Payton will be named as Paul Green's replacement for the Cowboys. That was supposed to have been announced yesterday. I wonder if there's some little hurdles to still be overcome.
Could be. It was strong mail that he was going to be appointed, and let's hope that he will, because I think he's done a great job at the Warriors, and he's a really genuine person, and a person who rugby league flows through. He's one of those big forwards that probably had a halfback's skills set in a big forward. He had tremendous ability on the field, and I think his ability to be able to manage players is going to be a key factor in rebuilding the Cowboys as well, because they've been pretty ordinary for the last couple of years. So he'd be a good signing. Let's hope it happens soon.
Yes, and talking about signings, well, Andrew Abdo's been confirmed as the new CEO of the NRL, and during the week, Nick Weeks and corporate meeting manager was shown the door. Now, Nick was in charge of the integrity unit. That's a lot of integrity there, as he's shown the door, Macca.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one, because he certainly took charge of the integrity aspect for the last 10 years. Jim Doyle, the guy from New Zealand Warriors, and he brought him into the organisation just when I was finishing up on the match review committee. So I got to meet Nick a few times, and it'll be interesting to see how that integrity unit works now, because it's become probably a bigger player in the game than anyone had thought. And I suppose you can only put that down to the the behaviours of the players and the clubs that force the workload. But certainly, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Endorsement of the highest level by Peter Volandis, the Commission Chairman, for Andrew Abdo. He spoke really highly of him today. And look, I think he'll do a good job because I don't think he's seeking the media spotlight.
That certainly appears to be the case. Well, listeners, coming up after the break, we'll continue with what's happening in rugby league and we'll start our preview of round 17, commencing with the Broncos and Panthers tonight. All that and more here on The Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports. It's great to have everyone's company for the second segment here on The Grapple, and we'll continue with the latest rugby league news and we'll start to preview round 17 and hear who the panel have selected. But Macca, there's still an interesting development during the week where the chairman, Peter Volandis, has indicated that the State of Origin series will be played at the end of the year, and they're looking to make that a permanent fixture, but more importantly, that possibly some test matches in the middle of the year, particularly the players from Polynesian nations.
I think there will be changes, Gordon. I'm not so sure about Origin played after the grand final. You know, a number of players make themselves unavailable for representative football to get their injuries fixed. You don't want to get to a point where, you know, a dozen players are missing at the end of the season. And also there's that break of 4 weeks for players not involved in the semi-final series, which may be a good thing, of course, for those players. But test matches are, at the moment, look likely to be the issue. You know, the test international series has been strong over the last few years, particularly the emergence of Tonga and the Polynesian countries, getting a bit of momentum in playing regular test footy, and that's what you need to do. So the people charged with the responsibility of the international game have a challenge ahead. I don't think it would be a bad thing to play test matches in the middle of the year. You could have a section, you know, period there which would be shorter than an Origin period, and I think that's probably what they're looking at. You know, you could have a 2 or 3 week period for internationals, unlike the 6 to 8 weeks that State of Origin impacts on the clubs.
Sounds very similar to the Super Rugby, where they stop mid-season for their international tours as well. And one of the other points, Macca, that Peter Volandis mentioned was the possibility of players who play for the Polynesian countries to be allowed to play State of Origin. Wow.
Yeah, look, that's a big call. That would be open, I would imagine, for, you know, all players. You can't have one group that's available. There's been some talk at high levels over the years of players that have played, you know, a number of years in the NRL from overseas, particularly some of your English players, that once they played 6, 7, 8 years that they would be eligible to play. But again, you know, where do they play? Do they play New South Wales, Queensland? Do you toss a coin? Let's not unravel what Origin's all about, and that's New South Wales and Queensland. It's under a lot of pressure because commercially you need to take the game probably to other venues, but I just urge caution that we don't unravel what Origin has developed into.
Agree totally there. Why change a successful product? Well, before we look at round 17, Macca, the Women's Rugby League, well, Queensland was the last competition round last weekend. Burleigh, South, Tweed and Panthers were all winners. Now, the semi-finals, they're played next Saturday at Pizzy Park at 12:30 and 2:10. The Panthers up against Tweed and Burleigh up against Souths. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, they're also into their semis. North Sydney Bears, they'll go head-to-head with the Rabbits at 11 a.m. The Tigers, they'll host Canterbury-Bankstown in the second match at Campbelltown on Saturday at 3 p.m. So those seasons starting to come to a close. But for the NRL Round 17, 3 top 8 clashes this weekend, so plenty to play for. Now, Steve Motorsports Buchanan, he's motoring along nicely on 87 points, only one behind Mal the Magic Dragon. Niff Nuff on the outside with 84. Checkered flags inside for Mal. Let's see what happens with his next pit change. Macca, the ladder, Panthers on 29, Storm 26, Eels 24, Roosters and Raiders 22, Rabbits on 20, Knights 19 and Sharks 18. Third week in a row, the only team that can challenge the top 8 is the Warriors on 14, and I can't see that happening.
No, it's amazing that they've emerged from that bottom 8. You know, we were looking only a few weeks ago that Manly might make a run. Dragons won a couple, so people were talking them up. But wouldn't it be a great story for the game if the Warriors were to get through to the top 8? I don't think it's going to happen. I think the next week or so will confirm that the Panthers will probably finish as minor premiers. That'll be the first thing decided. And then I think the next week or so it might be that no one from outside the top 8 can get in there. So that's the key coming up in this round and the next one, I think.
As we said, 3 top 8 clashes. Nice. Before we preview the Warriors and Eels game later, we'll look at the Broncos in a moment. But the Warriors players, they're not allowed to use the Eels' lone players, George Jennings and Daniel Alvaro, because they're playing the Eels. So that's an interesting scenario.
Yeah, it is. I think you're either in or out. You know, you're in for it or not. It's happened with the Bulldogs players. The Bulldog player that went to the Raiders couldn't play. Look, I think if you're loaning players and they're available to play, they should play for the club that they've been loaned to. I think we probably overcomplicate things a little.
Certainly do. Well, as we said, Macca, round 17 starts tonight, Suncorp. Broncos up against competition leaders, the Panthers. I reckon the Panthers will make it 12 in a row and it could get ugly.
I know some Panthers supporters, Gordon, and they're very nervous about this game. Everyone's talking them up as minor premiers and premiership favourites, and then, you know, they take on a side that is down and out. You know, sometimes that's a danger game, but gee whiz, watching the Broncos come apart last week against the Roosters, I can't see them getting anywhere near the Panthers.
So everyone on the panel, and including yourself, Macca, we're all going for the Panthers. I'll just make a bit of caution here. What you said about the Panthers being wary, Broncos have won their past four games against the Panthers, and if the Panthers do win, though, they'll become the first team to win 12 consecutive games since Cronulla in 2016. So it's just some interesting stats there. And Macca, before we go to our break, it's interesting to note that Brodie Crocodile Tears Croft has been dropped.
Yeah, it hasn't really happened, has it, for him up there? You know, it's amazing that you've got, you know, 17 players in a squad, but when they lose, it generally comes down to the halves that get chopped around. You only have to see that at the West Tigers, happens all the time.
Rather than looking at where the breaks have been made up the middle of the ruck. Well, listeners, we'll go to our next break here on The Grapple, and coming up after the break, we'll continue with our preview of Round 17, all that and more here on The Grapple, 101.5 FM Sports. Well, listeners, we're into the home stretch, segment three of The Grapple here on this Thursday, the 3rd of September. I'm Gordon Allen, talking with Greg Macca McCallum, our resident NRL expert, and we're previewing Round 17. And tomorrow night, Macca, the Knights up against the Sharks. That's 7v8. The Knights rocked by the Warriors last weekend. Sharks, a spirited victory over the Cowboys. Half Chad Townsend expected to return for the Sharks. How do you see it going?
Well, I have to go for the Knights on the basis that they can't play as poorly or without him. They seem to be without enthusiasm last week, Gordon. You know, surely they've got this close to challenging for even a top four position. You can't start dropping games here. And of course, Sharks are in the same position. They had a good run of wins in a row and their form shaky, a little bit inconsistent. But I think the Knights should get the 2 points in this really important game.
Well, Niff Nuff's going for the Knights and so am I. Everyone else has gone for the Sharks. Second game tomorrow night, what a ripper. The Rabbits up against the Storm, 6v2. Gee, the Rabbits, they've scored 94 points in their previous two matches, averaging 37 over their past five games, but they've lost Latrell Mitchell in their thrashing of the Eels last week. The Storm, they ran all over the Eagles. Macca.
Yeah, look, I think confidence-wise, Latrell not being there could have an effect on them, but the way they're playing, you would imagine that they'll be able to cover his loss to a certain degree, with Alex Johnson a good chance of playing. This is a really important game psychologically too for South, because whenever South look like they're claiming a grand final spot or a spot in the top four, it's always been the Storm that have knocked the confidence out of them. So they'll go into the game a little bit wary, but I'm thinking that they could have that attacking ability, particularly with their halves playing so well, Reynolds and Walker. I think they might just get the money here.
So you're going for the Rabbits. Everyone else has gone for the Storm. And Josh Adokar, he'll make his 100th NRL appearance on Saturday. Well, the Dogs up against the Titans. How do you see this one going? Because, Macca, the Bulldogs have won four of their past five games against the Titans.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Gordon, I started a new system where I was going to do my big outside, and I picked the Titans and they let me down, and then blame me down, they won last week. Who knows? Look, I'll go for the Titans. I think they might finish the season with a bit of a bang, and that'd be good for them. I think they're clearly Queensland's best side at the moment, and so that they can continue.
Well, Reg and I are going for the Dogs. Everyone else has gone the Titans. The Eagles up against the Tigers. Gee whiz. They played their grand finals last week, Macca. It's all over for season 2020.
Good. They haven't had a win between them for the last 8 or 9 games or 10 games. Look, this is a real toss of the coin. Manly can't play or continue to play as poorly as they've played, but you can say the same thing about the Tigers. Real toss-up. It's at Manly's home ground, Lotto Land. I think they'll just come back and have a win. I haven't had one for about 6 weeks.
Well, I'll be going for the Tigers, and yourself and Mal going for the Eagles. West Tigers have conceded 192 points in their past 6 games, the same amount as Manly. I'm tipping a big game from Benji Marshall. Now, match of the round, Macca. 5v4, Roosters up against the Raiders in Canberra. Sonny Bill Williams, Luke Keary back. What a fantastic match it should be, with centre Josh Morrison making his 300th NRL appearance.
Yeah, look, I think it'll be one of these two clubs that may get through to challenge the Panthers at the end. So a really important game for both sides. The Roosters, you just don't know where Sonny Bill's going to fit in there. I think it's great for the game that he's back. It's certainly provided plenty of publicity for the game. He'll probably, you know, have a couple of cameo appearances of 10, 15 minutes. Look, the Raiders have proved me a little bit wrong in the last few weeks. They've certainly muscled up without their hooker, Josh Hodgson. I didn't think they could make a mark in the Premiership without him. But look, I think that they may get the money here against the Roosters. So I go for the Raiders.
Well, you, Kel, and Robbo are going for the Raiders. Everyone else is going for the Roosters. Now, on Sunday, two games. The Warriors up against the Eels. Eels need to start winning again to assure themselves of a top spot in the top four, Macca. There's no ifs or buts about it.
No, they've been rolling down the highway, haven't they, Gordon, all year, and now they've got four flat tyres in one go. They're certainly, the wind's gone out of their tyres at the moment. They need a couple of really big performances, not just to show everybody else, the Eel deal, but it's hard to see them really bouncing as much as they need to. I'll go for them this week because it's desperation stakes for them, but geez, I'll need to improve a bit.
You're talking about the four tyres. We'll include the spare in that as well. Everyone's gone for the Eels, Macca, except for Reggie. He's gone for the Warriors. And the final game, the Cowboys up against the Dragons. It's very little in this game, but Ben Hunt, he's going to make his 250th NRL appearance. No Jason Taumalomo for the Cowboys. And I wonder, Macca, if Cowboy coach-elect Todd Payton will be doing his post-match interviews for the Warriors, or he's going to be glued to a TV somewhere on the Central Coast.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting scenario for him. I can't see the Cowboys on recent form. They just don't seem to have the match winners. They don't seem to put the opposition under enough pressure. The Dragons have had some good spots this year. A lot of talk about their coach for next year, a lot of talk about players' movement. But I think the Dragons might get the points in this one.
Well, Mal, the Magic Dragon, he's taken the Dragons first time all year, and so has Reggie Rush. You've gone the Dragons, I'll go the Dragons, everyone else has gone the Cowboys. Well, Macca, it's been great to chat to you. There's been a lot happening in rugby league, and we've only got a half hour, but trying to cram all that in. Good luck with your selections on the weekend, Macca.
Thanks, Gordon. Can I just mention one thing in closing? Referees lost Jack Danzy earlier in the week. Jack was one of my mentors. He was the coach when I came into grade, and a very popular person. A big loss to the refereeing fraternity. Rest in peace, Jack Danzy.
And certainly condolences to the family as well. Wonderful man, Jack Danzy. He will be missed. Well, Macca, thanks for joining us, and look forward to chatting with you again next Thursday here on The Grapple, 101.5 FM Sports.